This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show. This is the radio show that is, well, protecting your liberty from the totalitarian. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Sorry to say that we have had an Egyptian airliner, Egypt Air 804, an Airbus 320 that has gone down over the Mediterranean overnight. Now, it's highly suspected. They're just coming right out of the gates on this one. It's highly suspected that this is an act of terror. The flight was from Paris to Cairo, and based upon reports that we're getting in here to Agenda 21 Radio, is that the likelihood and the probability is very, very high. It was terrorism. The plane was flying at a cruising altitude of about 37,000 feet as it was crossing the Mediterranean, closing in on Cairo, when all of a sudden communication was lost. Now, apparently, latest information that we have here at Agenda 21 Radio is that the plane suddenly dropped from 35,000 feet after making a swerve or a diversion of some sort. We're not sure what it was. Settled at 15,000 feet, then apparently completely disappeared. Now, reports are that rescuers have been sent to the area, but first responders to the area right now, ships at sea, show nothing. Debris is supposed to be on the water, but they're not finding any. Now, some beacons that radio beacons that were sent out from the aircraft as the aircraft went down and was literally out of the sky indicate the area in which these rescue vessels have been sent. But again, once again, they're reporting at this point in time, and we'll probably have more for you as the show goes on. There is no debris that has been spotted from this aircraft. Approximately 56 people on board the airplane, and this is an Airbus 320. I don't know if you've ever flown on one. They're fabulous aircraft. They're very, very comfortable, very quiet, very smooth. You're very, very rested after long flights. I've been on as many as five-hour flights on these aircraft. And I can tell you from my own experience, they're a fine aircraft and a huge safety record behind them, considering the number of aircraft. It's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, aircraft in the sky right now. And the French government is highly involved, as you can well imagine, because, one, the plane was made in France. The plane flew out of Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris and made five stops during the day in various countries, including Brussels. So Casablanca being another one. I mean, you can go down the list. Now, everybody's going to be checking who had hands on the aircraft or who had access to the aircraft in the hours and even the days ahead to see whether or not a bomb was planted on board the aircraft. But right now, they are very, very suspicious. They're leaning towards terrorism. And remember, it was just 7 months ago that a Russian airliner was brought down by ISIS, at least ISIS claimed it, and brought down, and over 200 people, 200 Russians died. And remember, this was the precursor to Putin taking great action against ISIS. Somebody had to. The Obama administration's private army, if you will, in the Middle East. It was Putin's final, that was one of the final straws that broke the camel's back, so to speak. With Putin and ISIS was the bringing down over the Sinai. The plane had just left from Egypt and was flying over the Sinai and was brought down. And ISIS claimed responsibility, even though there's high probability the plane maybe have been shot down. And people have been very, very suspicious of that aircraft. Now, this isn't, of course, not the first aircraft to go down by terrorism. And that's why they're, because the plane originated from Paris, because the plane are because of the terrorist activities in and around Paris. Actually, there are some even reports that some French officials had been given a heads up of some sort of terrorist activity that was about to befall someplace in Paris or someplace around France. They had been getting some of those reports. Well, so you start putting two and two together and you figure out the probability is very, very high that this is a terrorist attack. The probability of a mechanical failure 37,000 feet with an Airbus is very, very low. Their safety record is enormous, one of the safest aircrafts, if not the safest aircraft in the sky right now. So mechanical failure, likelihood, well, very, 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 very minimal at this point in time. So this is a breaking story, developing story. We're going to be covering it here on Agenda 21 Radio and giving you more information. But let's not be surprised if it is terrorism, because I think everybody's kind of geared themselves up to this sort of thing right now. This is the world that we live in, thanks to President Barack Hussein Obama and many others that are supporting terrorism around the world. They've been given sort of carte blanche. And I'll continue to say, we cannot keep our eye off President Barack Hussein Obama in the next several months, because this is a president who is short-term, president still has a lot of power, and president who can do a lot of damage because he does not really care for the United States of America that much. And supporting terrorism, remember, it was the president of the United States who supported, well, Mohamed Morsi. Now, this is an interesting little twist to all this. Remember, it was Mohamed Morsi, Muslim Brotherhood, who this president, who this administration fully supported in the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak. Remember that back in 2011? The Muslim Brotherhood and others overthrew Hosni Mubarak, which is, of course, one of the things that was the groundwork that was laid by this president as he made his very, very first international speech in Cairo in 2009 and enabled, well, the Arab Spring. Go listen to the speech. Don't take my word for it. Go listen to the speech of the president in Cairo. He is laying the groundwork for, well, the Arab Spring. And the Arab Spring overtook Hosni Mubarak. And quite frankly, this is kind of an interesting little offshoot to this. We have had Chris Street talk about this many, many times on Agenda 21 Radio, that at the time of the takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood in 2011, ultimately in 2012, I think it was June 2012, that Mohamed Morsi, who was the former president of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he resigned his presidency so that he of the Muslim Brotherhood so he could take over the presidency of Egypt. That was a sort of a big little contentious bone that was being thrown around Egypt because nobody wanted the Muslim Brotherhood there. But there they were. And who supported them all the way? President Barack Hussein Obama and Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now remember, this was all the precursor stuff that was lining up for Benghazi, 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 which occurred in September 11, 2012. Start seeing these dates, ladies and gentlemen. The point that I'm making here, though, is that at the time of Mubarak, the economy in Egypt was one of the seventh strongest economies in the world. Little known fact, huge agrarian economy, very successful, and today it's one of the worst because of the Muslim Brotherhood. Stay with us, more to come on Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens
Harvest.com. Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls? Start saving thousands in interest and fees and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're covering the Egypt Air 804 downing, if you will. And it's kind of interesting. They're, you know, normally they come out and they give all these precautionary notes about it could be an aircraft failure, it could be pilot failure, it could be everything else. And terrorism, as they come out with these reports, is usually well on down the list. However, because of the situation, given that it's Egypt Air, given it's coming from Paris, and given that it's going to Cairo, and the plane goes down over the ocean, which is the prime location in which terrorists would love to plant planes in a terrorist attack, people are coming right out of the chute saying that this is terror. Well, there's a high probability that it is terrorism. So a little bit of an unusual nature as to the way we're reporting this right now, or at least we're seeing the reports come in. Now, if you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, we always have the tinfoil hat on because we are free thinkers here on Agenda 21 Radio. For those of you that are proud wearers of the tinfoil hat, congratulations. I mean, we are tinfoil hat thinkers here, and we're very, very proud of that. Look what it's gotten us compared to the mainstream media. Of course, if you're listening to the mainstream media, they don't want you to wear a tinfoil hat at all. They don't want you to think. They just want you to hear what they have to say. They'll do the thinking for you. Gee, I wonder what that does for the mentality of people, right? Mind-numbed robots, anyone? Well, we have no mind-numbed robots here on this radio show. That's why we say that we're very, very suspicious from the get-go on all these aircraft that are going down. And 100% accuracy here on Agenda 21 Radio about our facts and information about the downing of these aircraft early on and also as stories progress. So we're watching this one with the jaundiced eye of terrorism, which I think we're going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to show that that's exactly what's happened here. But, you know, we still have to say the high probability, and everybody's going right out of the chute on this one, is terrorism. That's the first thing that they're suspecting. So that's a little bit of a change, but I think given the environment of what we have, the worldwide terrorism, what this president has done to enable terrorism around the world, I think everybody is recognizing internationally this is the last few months of this presidency, and we have to keep our eye on him at all times. That's sort of the theme we're going to go with here for the next several months. Let's forget about Donald Trump. Let's forget about, you know, all the things that are going on with Bill and Hillary Clinton. You know, can you imagine Bill and Hillary in the White House together? We get Billary. I mean, we're going to talk about that, but I want to still keep focused, stay focused on what's going on with this aircraft, the large loss of life, 56 people killed in the incident. We're going to run down what the passenger manifest looked like here. But again, terrorism is the most suspected form of downing for this aircraft. Now, data will be coming in, information will be coming in as more and more ships arrive on the scene of what the last time they heard that there was a distress beacon emanating from. So they had that. But the latest report was is that the plane was flying at around 37,000 to 35,000 feet, then suddenly dropped to 15,000 feet. And then disappeared entirely off the radar. So that would indicate the plane was breaking up. No communication for 40 minutes before the plane left the radar screen from Greek air traffic controllers. And suddenly the plane showed that signature, and they tried to communicate with the aircraft, and no communication that was coming through. Now, if you're a pilot, you know, as they always say, they want you to aviate, navigate, and communicate. Those are sort of the buzzwords that they use. You know, if you've ever been in a plane or flown a plane, and I've had the opportunity to fly planes before, not a pilot, but took the lessons and everything. It was kind of interesting. Interesting. I think everybody who's taken flight lessons has interesting stories to talk about. But that's one of the things you learn right away is aviate, navigate, and then communicate in case of emergency. So these pilots were probably experiencing the emergency going on at very rapid decompression, sudden decompression, and then finally the plane breaking up. So there was no opportunity. If they had lost electricity, the whole nine yards, we're just going to spell it out, they would not have been able to communicate with anything on the ground. So electronics that are embedded in the aircraft itself, in the engines, and in the airframe were clear. There were signatures, apparently, that were gathered from satellite signatures, satellite signals that were being pinged from the aircraft. So they'll be able to get the location. They'll be able to find, I suspect, the black boxes, and we'll be able to get a clearer picture. But again, the reports that we have is the plane made a sudden swerve and then dropped from 35,000 feet to 15,000 feet and then suddenly disappeared. That is the latest that we have right now. And like I said, if we find out more information, we're going to give you that information. Okay, let's get back into what other things are going on in the world. Donald Trump met yesterday with Henry Kissinger. Now, people have been saying, and I've been getting a number of emails, actually in support of my somewhat diatribe of towards Donald Trump, because I feel that meeting with Henry Kissinger, I hope it's not a signal. I hope it's not a signal that we're shifting to the Republican side of things with Donald Trump. I suspect not. I hope not. Donald Trump has not been in that bandwagon, so to speak. He certainly stands, at least in what's brought him to the party anyway, to where he's the presumptive nominee for the Republican to be nominated to be Republican presidential candidate, has been his brashness and boldness to stand up to the New World Order. And certainly Henry Kissinger represents the tip of the spear for the New World Order. And it seems to me that every Republican president has had to somewhat bow down and kiss the ring of Henry Kissinger, which I object to adamantly. Henry Kissinger is a dinosaur, but Henry Kissinger represents the New World Order. Now, he went and met with Henry Kissinger at his apartment, at his location, where he lives. And, you know, okay, people can say, well, you have to bring the party together. Where I'm real suspicious, and still my suspicion is growing about the motivations of Paul Ryan and Rance Priebus and Mitt Romney and Grover Norquist and Scott Walker, all the Wisconsin folks. My radar in Karl Rove, my radar is really up at this point in time, because I do not think that these hashtag Never Trump people are going to go away. And I think we've got this convention coming up. You've got the probability of a capability, if you're running the convention as Paul Ryan would be and Rance Priebus would be, of keeping delegates off the floor. You see, they learned a lesson at the last 2012 convention about keeping delegates off the floor. Remember Ron Paul? Yeah, remember him? They want to put his name in nomination, and they couldn't do it because the delegates were all in buses being orbited around the convention center and weren't allowed in to vote. Remember that little stunt? Well, here's another little hint for you as to why there's, you know, the strong probability of some sort of chicanery going on from the Never Trump folks. If you're a delegate to the Republican National Convention, you're 60 miles away from the convention floor. Yeah, you see, it's convenient that housing for the delegates now is 60 miles away. Yeah, outlying areas. There's no rooms. That's what California delegates are being told right now. There's no rooms. You have to be 60 miles away and be bussed in. Imagine if all those delegates weren't on the floor at certain times to vote. What kind of chaos that would bring. That would play right into the hands of the Never Trump people. Paul Ryan. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That is savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. Heavens
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, fallout from the president's dictates. The president's transgender dictates. Now, we're going to get into some other stories. You had the meeting of so-called, quote, conservatives, if you call Dana Perino and Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, a representative of the conservative causes. Give me a break. Mr. Never, I hate Trump, Beck, that guy. Yeah, so Zuckerberg meets with these guys. He wants to meet with a whole host of conservatives because he's so concerned about Facebook being harmed, if you will, economically from 50% of the population of America because, you know, conservatism is on the rise. He realizes, I might be losing some market share. And yesterday you heard Chris Street over and over and over again call it fake book. Yeah, fake book. Which is true. I mean, Okay, anyway, we're going to be talking about that, but I want to get back into some other things about the transgender thing here. But and, of course, what happened with Donald Trump and his most recent allegations towards Bill Clinton, that whole thing, and more Clinton emails, and also what in the world is still going on up there in Harney County. We're not going to let this whole thing die about what's going on with Ammon Bundy and the others who have been they're put in prison. They're put in solitary confinement. Now, you know, of course, solitary confinement usually is reserved for people that are well, held prisoner, been convicted of something, and then do a crime within the in the prison system. But these people, no, they rounded up the usual suspects, and they've put them in the slammer for good. 23 hours a day. 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. Cruel and unusual punishment? You betcha. And, you know, the thing that they have the biggest problem with, the judges and the prosecutors, is there's been no crimes committed, apparently. Or the charging is bogus in the way that they've charged them. You can say there's crimes committed, but the charging is bogus and done illegally, and they know that. And we've explored this here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we've got some more things to cover there, and some more little additions going on from Red Smith. He's got some tons of information. We'll be developing some stories in and around those as well. Okay, so the transgender issue. This whole thing is illegal by the president. He can't do this. He cannot do what he's asked to do legally about transgenders, restrooms, and so on. And this is something that a lot of people have been concerned with ever since the passage of the Assembly Bill here in California back in 2012, I think it was, by Tom Amiano. Boy, what a work Tom Amiano is. And some other legislators, the gay agenda folks, were all behind the whole transgender. Now, they couched it and kind of wrapped it up in a bill that would give rise to transgenders being allowed to be on sports teams, and it would not be excluded from any other school activities and discriminated in that way. That was one of the first ways in which they did it, but also facilities was thrown in there. So that meant the restroom situation. The language within the bill was the restroom situation. There you go. So because they were uncomfortable. Now, let me make it very, very clear. School administrators had been dealing with this situation for a number of years, but there weren't a lot of students who had this issue. I mean, if you had 100 high schools, you probably had two or three high schools that may be affected by two or three students that were proclaiming this. That's kind of the numbers. Still very, very small. But, you know, of course, to a lot of people, it's a fad, and it's a cause du jour being made by some of their activist teachers and other activists that have come on. The Gay Straight Alliance, they have been very, very strong in forming school clubs. And by the way, I strongly urge principals to close the forum at their schools. Do not go to open forum. You do not have to have these clubs that are outside agencies on your campus. And clearly, organizations like the Gay Straight Alliance have been pushing this whole gender situation. Now, what this is part of a greater plan to destabilize the education system and to create chaos in the schools. There have been other things that have been going on for years that we have been seeing, especially like changing discipline policies and codes and so on within the schools. This is stuff that the left has been trying to do. Now, in California, for the discipline codes, we've been able to successfully kind of package that up and prevent the decay of the education code sections, especially when it comes to discipline and willful defiance and so on. We've been able to stop the erosion there. Other states have not had that luxury, though. They've fallen into the trap. However, when it comes to destabilizing schools, there's no better way to do it, right? I mean, look what's happened here. This president has reached into every school by way of his edicts through his Department of Justice and Loretta Lynch about ensuring transgender rights. Now, this comes from the Office of Civil Rights, and there's a whole process by which this, it's not an order, it's a suggestion for compliance. But however, if you do not follow the suggestion for compliance, then you will be punished. And that's exactly the way it's coming across. Now, I say this to the president, screw you. If I was still a superintendent, I'd say, screw you. take a hike, Jack. That's what I'd say. And I'd tell my board to say the same thing. I'm sure the board would tell me to say the same thing. Because now you're talking about pedophilia, which is what we talked about yesterday. Pedophilia by this president. President Barack Hussein Obama, the pedophile. See, this is the way I view it, because I've had the training. I've had the experiences and seen how this whole thing plays out with pedophiles. We're being nationally groomed by a pedophile. And the pedophiles, they want this. All these people in the gay community that are the activists. Now, it's not saying all gay. You know, listen, I've had relatives, close friends that are gay. They're not even remotely into this stuff. So don't go there with me. They're not even remotely into this stuff. They detest it just like you would. They, hey, you know, gender is gender. They get it. And, of course, the reports that we were getting from some sources, there was an article on Breitbart that says that the national, I believe it was the National Medical Association, declares it a mental illness, transgenderism. So, anyway, we're starting to get pushback now. And this was in Breitbart. It's the first article that we've been able to see so far. We're going to be seeing these articles as more and more and more people start to fight and push back against this whole notion. And in this article, Vermont school kids resist official pressure for transgender favoritism. This is from Breitbart, and I think it's kind of great. It says, students at a once placid small town Vermont high school are rebelling against the administration's decision to impose a transgender-friendly, privacy-stealing policy on all students just to satisfy a single green-haired girl who thinks she is a boy. That's the article. It says, according to the New York Times, students at Green Mountain Union High School in Chester, Vermont, are protesting the school's transgender policy, which allows a single female student who claims to be a boy to use the boys' restroom and locker rooms at the school. Now, this girl, if she's proclaiming that, should be on what's called a 504 plan. This is a federal program that guarantees her rights to use a restroom. Doesn't mean you have to shut it down for everybody else, and she can just come strutting in there into the boys' restroom and say, here I am. You see, that's tyranny, if you think about it. And it's also the loss of privacy rights for all those boys. And you see, it's nice to see now students are actually starting to protest it. And this is just the beginning of it. Remember the whole thing about Common Core? And the so-called prairie fire of Common Core? You ain't seen nothing yet on this one. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Your code word at heavensharvest.com is Agenda.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.com. And Food for Liberty /Preston Preppers. And our other sponsor, Harvest Seeds. And the code word there is Agenda. Visit Harvest Seeds. If and when there is going to be a natural disaster, a prolonged natural event, or even man-made event, such as an attack of some sort, and we no longer have power, we no longer have the ability to go to the store and get food, then you might want to be considering seeds, viable seeds to plant, to grow your own food and be sustainable. There you go, I'll use that word. Heaven's Harvest is your choice there, and the seeds remain viable for 10 years, and there's acres and acres of food that you could be planting. That's Heaven's Harvest, code word Agenda. You can go to the website, agenda21radio.com, and see that. Now, if you're a prepper out there, or if you're thinking about prepping, you need to be thinking strongly about prepping, and especially the next several months. We do not know what's going to be happening. And there could be a crisis in your area. There could be flooding. There could be a natural disaster. But the probability is very, very high with this president that there's going to be some sort of prolonged event in which you're going to need, well, storable food. And that's why we strongly suggest Food for Liberty /Preston Preppers. Go to the website and click on the icon, and you can see your selections there. There's a huge amounts of information about what you can do for the prepping in case there is some sort of natural disaster or man-made disaster that might befall us. Okay, so Donald Trump being pilloried in the New York Times here recently, in which they proclaim it was a 20-page article in the New York Times, a hit piece, if you will, on Donald Trump. And it's interesting because they interviewed a series of women that had dated Donald Trump over the years. Well, digging up dirt. Some of them 30 years ago, 35 years ago, digging up dirt. Now, the question is, where's the dirt on Bill? Where's the dirt on Bill? Bill Clinton. Well, they didn't do that, but they just left that part out. Now, to the Times' defense, they're going to say, well, we're the first ones to break the story about the emails about Hillary Rodham Clinton. Well, you know, this whole thing of going after Donald Trump or any of the other Republicans, as far as I'm concerned, by the New York Times, has been futile at best. Now, the other part of it is that all the women that have been named in the New York Times article or that were so-called interviewed by them are roundly coming out and denouncing the article and the characterizations that the authors of the article have made about them relative to Donald Trump. They say that, for the most part, Donald Trump was a complete gentleman during the time in which they dated or knew Donald Trump closely. Complete clean bill of health for Donald Trump. Now, on the other side, Donald Trump retorts back on Sean Hannity last night that compared to what he's done, take a look at Bill Clinton, and he's committed rape. He used it on air. We're going to be playing that for you in the next hour. Rape, he uses. Now, it's kind of interesting because this whole story, all these stories about Kathleen, Willie, and others having been raped or assaulted in some way, shape, or form by Bill Clinton include huge payouts by the Clintons up to $800,000 in some cases to silence women. Now, this whole thing about Bill Clinton and his sexual proclivities have been legend, as you know. Goes back well before even Arkansas when he was governor as sort of a bad boy sexually. There's also stories about him perhaps being a child molester / pedophile. Those stories are starting to surface more and more and more and more and more. Now, I guess the question is, as they start to paint Bill Clinton as a, quote, rapist now, what's that appeal going to be to people as it starts to settle in? First of all, you've got the labeling that's gone on for Hillary Clinton as crooked. She's been tagged as crooked. Bill Clinton now is the rapist. You see what's going on here. I mean, this is great strategy by Donald Trump because it clearly puts the focus. One word can be devastated because you got the cloud around Hillary Clinton with these emails. And by the way, there's more to come on that. You've got the cloud of Hillary Clinton being tagged as a crook and crooked because of her associations with the Clinton Foundation and her term during, well, when she was Secretary of State. We all know what's happened there. You know, her stints and so on. And the relationship there of the Clinton Foundation. Now, Clinton Foundation's in serious trouble. The investigations are moving forward on a number of different levels, and including Judicial Watch, which will actually be deposing Hillary Rodham Clinton in the next couple of weeks, even. And Jake Sullivan, Uma Abedin, and Cheryl Mills. The top three aides for Hillary Clinton. The judge says, yeah, go ahead on. You can go ahead and depose these people. Now, they're going to fight it, of course. But at the end of the day, a federal judge is making them do it. So are we going to get to a situation where we're going to see, and like we saw before the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Remember, Bill Clinton was impeached. He was impeached over a tryst and a scandal with Monica Lewinsky and this whole stained blue dress business. Remember this? Yeah, semen stain on Monica Lewinsky's blue dress. Oh, yeah. I mean, those of you that are youngers and haven't heard the story, come on. Check it out with Monica Lewinsky. Just Google it. I mean, this is what we were living through during the presidency of Bill Clinton. He was ultimately impeached. He was not found guilty in the Senate. We went through that whole process. I mean, see, there's some substance to the term rapist here with Bill Clinton, and certainly a lot of substance to crooked Hillary. Well, naming matters, branding matters. Somebody like Trump, he gets that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage, heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit. And it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Your code word at heavensharvest.com is Agenda.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And, well, Heaven's Harvest, one of the sponsors of our radio show that helps keep our radio show going. Code word Agenda. Seeds that remain viable for 10 years. Heaven's Harvest Seeds, one of the sponsors here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, we're talking about the Hill and Bill situation. And I open up my Facebook, of all things, and I see this picture, you know the massive amount of censoring by Facebook on conservative sites. And by the way, if you've never been in Facebook jail as a conservative, boy, there's something wrong with you. When they censor you, there's something wrong with you. And you've gone through that experience, there's something wrong with you. Zuckerberg. Perino, give me a break. Anyway, so this is what I open it up to. I open a picture of Hillary Clinton. Her arms are spread. She's wearing her orange suit. I don't know what they're meaning by this. It says here, quote, "I presided over a $6 billion loss at the State Department, sold uranium to the Russians through my Fox charity, illegally deleted public records, and murdered an ambassador." And big bold letters down at the bottom, it says, "Elect me." Well, when you elect Hill, you elect Bill. Remember that. A twofer? Starts to sound like Argentina. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. And remember to stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heaven's Harvest Survival Seed Kit. and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the survival seed kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.